Hello, Didi. M-A-K-B-B. Where's Waldo? Waldo, believe it or not, is heading to work. Today is Waldo's day to supply the breakfast for the team. So I did some of those Gordon bacon shake things, and I got it in the back of the truck, and I'm heading towards the office. So I'll only be here about 4 minutes. How's you doing? Oh, not bad. I got a lot of people in the field today, so got to see how things are going to go. Probably be all lonesome at the shop, and I'm almost there. I got to stop and get me a coffee, and then go in and see what's cooking. Other than that, doing pretty well. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I did some more screwing around last night, what we talked about. It was only off 200 hertz, not 200 kilohertz. So that was fairly close. But still, it makes the error rate about 5, 6%. So that's enough about that subject. So I'm starting to learn where the decimal places go. I missed one. Oh, well, I guess that's part of the hobby, learning. What I was asking was, what were you correcting by a factor of 200? Was it the setting in the node? You know, the offset. There's a setting for offset. Or was it the actual frequency of the radio? Which one were you adjusting by 200? I was adjusting the node setting, not the radio setting. I thought about that after I went to bed and laid down there, and it was already like 11:30, and I go, man, I got to get to work. But there's a setting, you go way deep under advanced, and it's MDMD or whatever it's called, whatever they call the digital modem setting, and then you see the mic. And it gives you the bit error rate, and then you try to get it down to, like, under 1% or something. My hiccup is I don't know if 200 hertz is a lot or a little.
Sorry, I was ordering my coffee. Well, the reason I asked that is I don't think you can necessarily correlate a setting of 200 on the node to 200 anything in particular on the radio. It's kind of an arbitrary number. I guess you really don't know how far you're off until you get it on a meter. You know, if you were setting it in the radio, then obviously you would know what the number is. But setting it in the node, that's kind of an arbitrary number and doesn't necessarily correlate to hertz or anything.
Yeah, I got it. Well, I put the little antenna on the, the Ultra SA. Now, granted, that's more of a learning tool than it is a meter, like some of you guys have. But it showed it spot on. But I like it. I'm learning. So I have to let you go, sir. I am pulling into the office, and these guys are going to be hungry. So I will chat with you later, and I hope your day goes well. N-A-K-P-P.
Okie doke. Yeah, I don't know if I told you or not. I went and got one of those, they are good. Just not enough of us at my house for that big tray.
Thank you.
W8FU. NAKPP Mobile. KFAS Mobile.
Hey Dave, how goes it?
I'm going pretty good. Just letting you know that there's a, they're doing a lark in the park at the Lake St. Clair Metro Park. I don't know if you've ever been to it before.
No, but I do. With my newfound licenses, I can now participate in all of that stuff, but I've got a terribly busy September getting hitched. You might have heard that, might have not, but getting married this month, so I haven't had time to breathe. So, that is my next step in the ham radio world, is to get involved in that stuff, because I really want to learn about it.
Very good, and congratulations both on getting hitched and getting your extra. I heard you got your extra, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. So, but like I said, I just got a bug up my tail about getting it. And I'm going, okay, I can get better than this. And so I did. So I took the general, and then 2 weeks later, I took the extra and got them both. So. It's actually really not that bad. So it's not like it was in the old days when you had to learn all of that stuff and the 20 words per minute. That would have put the kiboshes on it.
Yeah, the 13 words per minute got me when I would try to get general back in the 90s. But I found the... I found the extra took a little bit more for me, so you must be more familiar with circuits and all that stuff, but extra took me about 3 months, but I took it slowly because I wasn't, like, in a hurry. I actually went with the Hazel Park Club, and they had, like, a class, and just went through all their, they did, like, a 3-hour session every week, and just to kind of go over that, and they mostly told stories, and... I mean, they went through the material, but it was a little too slow. At the end, I kind of went through it like halfway through, and then I decided, you know what, I can probably read the book a little bit more and go and get a little bit quicker, and that's what I ended up doing. So I actually got my extra before the class was over.
Yeah, good for you. That sounds like a project. Yeah, I've taken some electronic classes in the past, and I was actually working, believe it or not, I was an automotive technician there for a little while, back in the 80s, when cars first started becoming electronic, with the oxygen sensors, and the clicker carburetors, and the mass airflow sensors, and the vacuum, and all that other stuff, and they sent me to an 8-day electronics class at GM Tech Center. And all of that stuff, it kind of stuck, you know. I mean, realistically, none of it's really changed. A transistor was a transistor, a NOR and a NOT and an AND and a, all those things and parallel and series and all that stuff kind of stuck. The only thing that I couldn't remember was the inductor stuff. But then I just remembered, kind of like the inductor was basically a wire loop, and it worked the same way a resistor did. sort of, kind of. So once I got all that stuff, then I just started getting over 80 all the time in the practice tests, and I go, okay, time to take it. I did it online, the W5YI group. They've been around a long, long time. I remember that back in the 80s when I was first started doing all this stuff, and that was the group that I did. I went and took it with, and they're pretty thorough. They make sure you don't cheat. I mean, you have to have your camera on your phone, and you have to have another camera on that's where they watch you. So they probably had a lot of people try to pull fast things over the years.
Yeah, I did that with my general. I had to, I locked myself in a bathroom, basically. Cleared out everything in the bathroom, and they wanted to see the room, and one camera on me, and then one camera facing the rest of the room or something like that, but yeah. And then the extra one I did in person, back when Yusika was doing the test, and very good. So, yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm at my destination, so let me say 73 to you. They're looking at me funny why I'm not getting out of the car, so. KF8S, I'll listen out.
Very good. Have fun. I'll have to try about the house, see how it's going. Subject for next time. N8KPB.
Echo 8, Delta Kilo Papa. Anybody got to check on this HT? I'll be standing by and listening.
Who are you monitoring? KHB